Bible Verses That Undeniably Describe the Trinity by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1, 1-5. If ever there was a doubt about the deity of Jesus, John 1 sets the record straight. From the beginning, Jesus existed. He was with God, and He was God. In fact, the book of Hebrews records Jesus as the creator of all things. You, Lord, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands, Hebrews 1:10. Skeptics will point out that the word Trinity isn't in the Bible. That is true. However, the scriptures clearly identify the Trinity as one God, complete in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Here are four verses that undeniably describe the Trinity. Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." It is nothing short of amazing that Isaiah prophesied about Jesus hundreds of years before his birth. He identifies the Son as Mighty God and Everlasting Father. In fact, the book of Isaiah is full of revelation about the deity of Christ. See Isaiah 7:14, 12:2-3, 42:8, and 44:6. John 1:14. "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Trying to understand Jesus as fully God and fully man is sometimes difficult. Our minds cannot comprehend the Creator of the universe stepping down from heaven and dwelling among us. In fact, that was a huge stumbling block to the Jewish nation, who had their hopes set on a Messiah who would come to rule and reign. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have held, concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. 1 John 1, 1-2. Colossians 2:9. "For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Perhaps you've seen the object lesson of an ice cube being heated in a pan. The solid cube represents the Father, the steam rising symbolizes the Holy Spirit, and the water that remains refers to Jesus. From one piece, three elements are displayed. This tiny example may not fully explain the mystery of the Trinity, but it offers insight into three distinct parts demonstrated from one whole. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. Hebrews 1:3. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." 2 Corinthians 3:17. 1 John 5:7. "For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one." This verse leaves no room for doubt that God exists as the Trinity. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit each have their specific role within the Godhead. We do not worship, as some false religions would say, a three-headed God. We worship the one true God of the Bible. Perhaps our infinite minds will never fully understand the miracle of the Trinity. However, the working of the Father through the righteousness of His Son and the power of His Spirit is a magnificent truth that cannot be denied.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.